What's up, world? I'd like to welcome y'all to a Drug Dealer's Dreams podcast, yo. Shit is real. We got real guests.
Yep.
Informative. Yo, my name G.
I'm Benny Blanco. You know, for those of you who lived it, can relate to it, seen it, heard it, felt it, been through it, it's for you.
Yo, we gonna have real convo, real guests, real just back and forth with me and my guy, man. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. Drug Dealer's Dreams.
Word. If you're tuning in for gossip, tune out.
All right.
Yo, yo. Another episode, Drug Dealer's Dreams, man.
Back at it.
I'm G.
Benny.
Got my nigga Jigga, man.
Returning guest.
Returning guest,
friend,
man.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the
friend
show.
Friend of the show,
friend of the show, man. The man got a lot going on right now. He's gonna rap out it. You know, the last time he was on the episode, if y'all go back and check out, Youngest OG on IG, right? Youngest OG.
Youngest OG.
Youngest OG. What we did is, he talked about the system, like, you know, when you're talking about, he went to trial, took the feds to trial.
Right.
This nigga's crazy, let me just tell you that, but he took the feds to trial. He's still going through it, like being on probation. So it's like,
the pitfalls of the system.
It's a pitfall of the system because they always talk about like jail is to rehabilitate you and all that, but it's definitely not rehabilitation. It really make you a worse person. Federal system is not, for all people don't know, it's not state based, right? It's like, if you go to jail in the state in New York, you going in New York, you be around New York motherfuckers unless somebody from out of state caught a case there, right? In the feds, they send you wherever with mad motherfuckers from everywhere. What they expect is not rehabilitation. You meeting other criminals from other states and y'all go home and commit more crime. Mm. But now your scale has broadened. You know what I'm saying?
It's a system designed to set you up for failure.
That's a fact.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
So, in turn, I say that to say because y'all will find out in this episode, my man Jig, is federal probation was violated, right?
Okay.
You have, at the end of the day, you really only violated because you got caught with marijuana, is that correct?
Well,
before the minor, I'm just talking about that got you the
minor. He arrested me, and the arrest itself was a charge, so, you know, they basically violated me for a misdemeanor charge.
The police contact is crazy. Now, in Atlanta, in the city of Atlanta, they came up with this law, right, that says if you get caught with an ounce of marijuana or less, they're supposed to give you a citation, a ticket.
Right.
You're not even supposed
to
go to jail.
Playing your music too loud.
Number one.
Right?
Basically,
right.
Yeah.
Jig got pulled over, and the officer took him to jail for 10 grams of weed, right?
Nah, less.
Less than 10 grams.
Like 5 or 7 grams.
Wow.
He was even told to me that he took it because of running my name. He seen that I was on federal probation, so he took me to jail when really, he could have just gave me a citation, a ticket, and let me go about my business.
And let the so-called system play itself.
Because in my probation eyes, what was told to me was, if I would have got the citation, it was a ticket. Just like if I get pulled over and I'm
or speeding ticket,
speeding ticket or disorderly conduct, is not enough to send me to prison.
Right.
But because he sent me to jail and gave me a charge on it, they violated.
What did the cop look like?
He was black.
He was black.
Young.
So it did. It's not like he was just
he
a white
old,
cop.
You know what I'm saying?
He's. Come on, man.
Atlanta's like, unique like that.
Well, you know when, like Watson said, when you on federal probation, when they run your name, it shows you on federal probation. Mm-hmm. So basically, with that, they already categorize you. Whatever feeling he has towards you, he has towards you after he run your name.
Do you feel like he was doing his job or he was doing too much?
I feel like he was doing too much. I was very respectful.
Word.
I told, you know, when he told me he smelled it or whatever, I mean, I didn't run, I didn't do anything like that.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
And the law is I get a ticket.
Exactly.
You
ticket.
Really don't exactly. have to take me to jail. I'm not asking you to do no off the wall.
Yo, in fact, like, to keep it so all the way dope and raw for you guys, like, I smoke spice.
K2.
And I had like 20 grams of that shit in the truck. Right. And when I went back to the truck after I bombed out 17 hours later,
yeah,
all the K2 was there. You feel me? It was all still in the truck. Like he didn't even touch it. But he took me to jail for 5 grams of weed that basically supposed to be a ticket, you know what I'm saying? And from there, you know, it just spiraled out of control. It's like the people just, they want to take me off the street. You know what I'm saying? They want to take me from the crib. You know what I mean? From it. When half of the United States.
It's legal.
It's legal to smoke weed.
It's legal.
That's a fact.
You know, so.
Like you didn't get arrested for possession with intent to.
Definitely.
You got a few grams of weed
yeah.
that a motherfucker would smoke.
Recreational.
It was recreational amount, recreational use.
Right.
And basically, they want to send me back up for it.
Yeah, you're not trafficking with 5 grams.
Exactly.
You gotta relax.
You know, so it's like, I've been fighting them. I paid for a lawyer. But, you know, they told the judge and whatever they was going to tell the judge before I got there. You know what I'm saying? So, and it is what it is. Now I'm forced to turn myself back into federal prison and do about a year.
That's a fact.
It's just crazy. It's like, you know, it's a repeated system for us.
So you're about minorities. To get a year for a few grams a week.
Yeah, wow. And the crazy thing is the actual charge that he gave me when I went to their court system, they told me that I wouldn't hear from it for about 2 years if I hear from it, if I even hear about it. So for me to go to jail, me to go back to federal prison for that is like, it's absurd,
blowing,
man. It's crazy. It don't even make sense to me.
It don't make sense to nobody.
I mean, you have a lot of people that might think a different type of way, but until you in this situation, then, you know, you're not gonna really know, you know? And I was just telling my people today, like, I'm really proud of Jay-Z with the Trayvon Martin thing, not because of you know, he's on BET or whatever. It's because he's exposing it. He's exposing the injustice that we have. Somebody has to expose it and say something about it. They don't say nothing about it.
Right.
They just do what they want to do. You know what I mean? I mean, I've been fighting. I'm still fighting. You know what I mean? I don't think I should go back to prison. There's so many different people that smoke marijuana now. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's officers. I'm pretty sure it's judges that smoke.
Not fair. Okay. Well, let's talk. Because we got to play devil's advocate, right? I put you on house arrest for that, right? Do you think the conditions of your house arrest was warranted? Like, you ain't just have a curfew.
Definitely not.
What happened? Explain what happened when they put you on house arrest at first, to leading up to the reason you got to turn yourself in prison.
Well, my probation came to me about the charge, told me that I was being I got arrested or whatever. They wanted to place me on house arrest. But the house arrest they wanted to place me on was called leg monitoring program, where they knew everywhere I went.
Like on GPS?
On GPS, like literally. Like they wanted to know everywhere I was at. I told them I didn't think it was warranted for a person that did 7-8 years in prison, been home on paper for two and a half years.
I'm not a flight risk.
I mean, you know.
So why do you think that they felt it was warranted? Like what do you think? Do you think that there were any circumstances in your life
To be honest with you,
yeah.
It might sound a little cocky, a little ignorant, but they don't live how I live.
No, I wanted you to say that because I think if you was doing bad,
if
you
I was
think
doing
they
bad,
they,
nah.
would, they wouldn't have did that.
Nah.
You know, because I wonder what goes through a,
So
you got pulled over when you got the initial weed charge?
Yeah, it was a biker police. He was getting on his bike.
What were you? I was just
driving.
Say no if you want. What were you driving?
I was in my hoopty. I was in my hoopty, actually. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was thinking maybe he was on some, you know.
Well, later on, all that came apart with the PO decision. You know what I'm saying? You know,
meaning what?
Questioning what I'm driving or how I'm moving or.
I mean, something similar happened to you. Remember you called me and you were like, PO came through and it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, he went back for that.
Yeah, that's the fact.
That was the crazy thing. The ending is almost the exact same.
Wow. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I had a probation officer tell me before, like, hey, yo, you know, go to McDonald's. And I was like, I don't want to work for McDonald's. And he was like, I was like, you know, I got a family. He was like, well, maybe the kids need to eat a peanut butter and jelly for a little while. I took that as total disrespect. I didn't even understand why would he tell me that as another man. Wow. Because as me being a man, you know, and being around the men that I be around,
right.
You know what I'm saying? My brothers, like how we carry that shit when it comes to our kids, like,
right.
It's an honor.
Right.
It's two things that I honor and I wear on my chest. That's my paperwork and that's my fatherhood.
Word.
You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Word.
So it's like they want you to downgrade. But
no,
why?
They do. They want to shrink you.
Yeah, that's what I'm lost
about. As a man. Right.
With this leg monitoring thing they wanted me to put on, I would have been able to show it to y'all, but to keep it funky, keep it always G, and let you know that we gangsters over here, I cut it off.
You cut that shit off.
I cut it off.
He is Nori on the run.
Nori on the run.
He is a drink champ.
I cut it off. Because they want me to ask another man when I could take my son to get a haircut. They want me to ask another man, when can I take my lady to go out to eat? Mm. You don't pay my bills, you feel me? You don't take care of my children. And at the end of the day, I pay taxes, I pay child support, right. Whatever it is to take care of my responsibility to do as a man, I do. They try to play this game with you and make you believe like, well, if you didn't have the marijuana, okay, but you're telling me that half the United States can smoke marijuana. If they pay taxes and we pay taxes,
what
is the difference?
Not only that, it's like, I ain't a threat to the community.
I'm not hurting nobody.
You telling me this me having this marijuana, not saying it's right, we just gonna say it's wrong, but do a warrant me doing a year in prison.
Well,
do a warrant me doing a year in prison
right.
When the state that charged me with it is not gonna give
it's
me
It's not
nothing.
Even gonna give me no time.
You know what I'm saying?
So it's like, what?
It's
hold
like
on,
a
how
$200
do you do that?
It's a right.
$75.
$75. $75 fine.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So you telling me that the state that locked me up only want $75.
And they shouldn't have locked you up.
They shouldn't even lock
just
me up.
A cop,
but they want $75.
Discretion.
But you want a year out of my life.
Let's say right. that too.
That's
all right,
crazy.
When Jig go to jail,
up.
Right?
That's
first
crazy.
Of all, this is my nigga. This is my brother right here, right? The Jig was in cuffs and he called me to come get his truck. I don't know.
How
officer,
did you do
officer
that?
Let him
you like David
wrong.
Blaine in
so
cuffs.
Listen, this nigga called me, right? So mind you, he said when he go to jail, all the COs, all them looking at like, why the fuck is you here? Like, this is not a charge you go to jail for.
Well, they was literally asking me like, yo, did you talk crazy to him? Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, nah.
Like, that shows that some cops go beyond what
exactly.
they gotta do because he ain't have to do that. The COs and sheriffs are looking at like, what the fuck is you doing here?
Right.
And a citation that's $75, you had to bond out. How much was
$700.
For that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit.
It makes sense. And like I said, it just spurred out of control. The justice system, I think, not only are they biased and racist, but they bullies. They bullies, you know what I'm saying? They pressure you into thinking, like, this is what you're supposed to take.
Right.
And my thing, just like G just said, okay, let's say that, you know, most people would say, well, yeah, it might be legal over here, but it ain't legal here yet. Okay, that's all well and fine.
Right, so you should
but
know better.
If he's a United States citizen, and I'm a United States citizen, and just because the law didn't change yet over here, it has changed, but it hasn't just made it legal. As a judge, you should have some type of compassion for that charge.
No, you should.
But see,
you see what I'm saying?
Right,
you
should.
You don't
but
still
see.
Give a person the time that it was for when it was
before,
a Schedule I drug.
Understanding
right.
of the drug.
But let's be all honest, you ain't seen a judge yet. Yeah.
No.
Which judge?
No, I seen this Judge Woods. You know what she told me?
Oh, she
judge
should lock
Woods
you
said,
up right now.
I should lock you up right
nah,
now.
You did.
I was looking at her like, what did I do?
Yeah.
But I had to, right then and there, not to go to jail.
Right.
I basically had to tell him, yeah, you can put me on leg monitor and monitor everywhere I go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know that shit wasn't gonna work.
But
I knew, but I told them, I sat down with the probation officer, which is the person that's there to help you, supposed to be rehabilitate.
Yeah.
I said, yo, you're setting me up for failure.
Hey, listen.
Damn.
Tell the people how long you've been on ankle monitor.
I might have lasted 14 days. I didn't last the first 30. I'm gonna keep it real with you. But understand where I come from. I'm a man with this. I'm not afraid of them.
Right.
And I'm not going to allow nobody to alter my family's life. They already altered it. They already took me away for several years. You feel me?
Right.
Look how many Christmases and birthdays and everything else I had to miss. Right. So you're telling me that you can tell one side of the country, which a lot of people you need to wake up don't realize that I'm not a racist. I have a lot of white friends, but predominantly is white.
This is my white friend.
Exactly. This is my bro. But predominantly is white though.
Right.
That is legal over there. Dang, you see what I'm saying? And then you come to places like, you know, here or whatever, you know, where it's a lot of minorities.
You got and Seattle, like Washington.
Yeah.
Different.
It's different.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to live in Seattle. You going to live in Seattle?
No.
I go to Seattle, but I'm not going to live in Seattle. And it's just crazy how they can tell them that it's all good. And then over here, it's like, I get spanked for it.
It's whack. I want you to touch on the part where you said that came later, where there might have been some, just seeing that you're actually making something out of yourself coming from the situations you are. You know, there's something that happens, right? People that play it by the book, especially at our age, like, there's a lot of people that so-called play it by the book or think they do exactly what they're supposed to. And then maybe at 35, 40 years old, they run into somebody like you and you're doing much better than them. Like, I think that shit is real because whether you're police or whatever, you're a human being. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers go through shit. When they see you doing good, it automatically resonates with them in a negative way. It's like, nah, fuck that. He cheating.
Yeah, basically. And that's basically what I was told, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know?
But I think that part is important because I hope that some people that actually work for the justice system watch the episodes and reevaluate the way that they perceive things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Understanding that motherfuckers got families.
No doubt.
Like, don't treat me. I'm not your son.
Exactly.
I'm not. Like, I'm grown as fuck. And the problem is also is say you think I'm cheating, right?
Right.
You can think I'm still selling drugs. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
You have to catch me in that act.
Well, the thing
you can't. The law says. I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Your job description.
Don't
says.
Assume me guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, with the feds, listen. Because with the feds, even on probation, it's like they can violate you for police contact.
What's that mean?
Police contact.
Just being involved with the police.
Just police question you, you get pulled over.
You violated for that. One of the crazy things is what we were talking about the other day is like, yo, you take me and you put me in the system, right?
Right.
Put me in the feds. See, you know, we touched on this, I think, last time. Or I heard y'all touch on this before on one of the episodes. Like, you know, it's the difference between the feds and the state.
That's
big difference. Different caliber niggas, different everything. You know what I'm saying? Different type of time, different environment.
Right.
But you take me and you put me in the feds for this, you know, whatever the case may be. You build a case, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You put me here with, you see right now, you know, I tell you, it's my brother. I was in the feds with him 15 years ago. He's from a whole other city than I'm from.
Right, but for
15 years ago, I met him. And later on down the line, in the feds, you know, we bonded to like no other. But guess what? Do you know right now that they are trying to violate me for this being my bro?
Word.
That's a fact.
Word.
You can't be around you another can't, convicted
They tell
felon.
You not to be
Half
around
the
another
world is a convicted
Half the
right,
world
exactly,
is a convicted
exactly.
Then
exactly.
Not to mention, you put me in here for several years with this man. I ate with this man.
I did everything
with this man.
Right.
But when I come home, who's my friend? Who are you talking about?
Right.
This is my peer.
That's some real shit.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I don't understand that.
You know, no.
But they say, I don't care who you met in there. When you go home, you can't be his friend or you go back to jail.
Because
they lock you up for hanging with a convicted felon. Like, what kind of rule is that?
And let me tell
it's a rule.
It's a rule that's created to weaken you as a man. Because
basically,
network, I don't give a fuck if you're a corporate giant or you're a corner hustler. Your network is everything.
Yeah, you gotta
know. So if they could strip you from your network and leave you isolated, this is what it is.
They know you're gonna talk to them. They know you conspired to do more crime.
That's what they
created.
Remember Boston, George, and Blow?
That's how they got him.
Remember his bid?
He was in the
That's
fast.
What I'm saying.
He
got
was
him.
In the fast.
Yeah.
But see, the illest part about that is they know you're going to conspire, whether good or bad. We could have said we're going to buy 18 wheelers and do business together.
Yeah. Right.
Nope. It'll you're going back to jail.
Right.
Or we're going to do wrong. Nope, you're going back to jail. Right. Because y'all are conspiring to actually get some money in some type of way.
Right.
And it's designed for you to lose. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could have had a legit plan. Look at us now. We on a podcast. We have a legit plan.
Right.
That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? It's this shit's so fucked up, bro. It's like, listen, me and this man was in the feds together. When I seen him 12 years later, or 14 years, I don't remember how, we looked at each other.
Yeah.
Where the fuck do I know you from? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, but the feds done had us in this system all this year. We talking about 15 years? You know how much fucking long time ago was that?
My daughter, when the feds first snatched me, I was telling my man tonight, when the feds first snatched me, I was 19 years old. My daughter was 3 months old. If I live out the term of the supervised release, the parole, whatever you want to call it, the feds call it supervised release after me being for prison, my time and my term on paper, if I complete it to the end, my daughter would be her first year in college. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that make any sense? I didn't kill anybody, bro.
You didn't hurt anybody.
I didn't hurt anybody. Yeah. I had no
There's
victims.
No violent. There's
nothing.
No violent.
You know what I'm saying? And they telling me to just leave right now and take a year off the street. Mm-hmm. I'm not with it.
That's a fact.
I'm not with it. There's no other way to put it.
So that's the thought process that went through your head when you cut your joint.
Are we talking to a man that's on the run right now?
Yes.
By the time y'all see this, he's gonna be probably.
I'll probably be in. You feel me?
But motherfuckers can say what they would do, or you need to turn. You know,
it's a different
turn
story when you're in them shoes, man.
And you've been at home with your kids the last few years and taking care of the house.
And life is okay. Life is good.
Last night I was.
We have fun every day.
Every day.
That's
so why would I want to go to prison? Why would I want to go back to that? Why would I want to go back to somebody telling me what to do every day? You know, I thought about it. It was a thing that I thought to myself last night. I was like, yo, how come it's never hard to get that judge when you violate probation or you got to get arraigned? They did within 24 hours.
Right.
But where the hell are you at when you got the motions in? When they keep saying the judge ain't answering, that's why you ain't get out yet.
When I filed this shit,
where they at? I don't understand. These same judges can appear.
People who've been in prison will understand this.
Exactly, you understand where I'm coming from. If right now we on the street, and God forbid, we got locked up for anything, the police decide to lock us for anything, that judge,
you're about to see
there.
That judge.
You're gonna see that judge.
But when you in trying to file a motion, but when you trying to get out. Trying to do that, it's postponed. It's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's 2 months.
Oh, the judge ain't answered yet. It's been 8 months. What you mean the judge didn't answer yet? I don't understand. What is he getting paid for? What are you talking about?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So the whole system, is designed to hurt us. And it's just that nobody's exposing it, nobody's saying nothing. Listen, I'm not a mad inmate.
Right.
I ain't the one that want to say, oh, it's wrong now because I'm going to jail. I did my bid.
Right.
That don't bother me, but it's like I said, every Monday night I've been watching the Trayvon Martin story, and they did what they wanted to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They did what they wanted to do to that situation. It was no hand. You know what they did? They took all the black jurors out and said that it was going to be presidential. Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
What does that even
so
mean?
All the white jurors mean?
So all the white jurors is not going to be presidential?
Right.
I was kind of lost. I was like, huh, what you mean?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? Like, they turned a 17-year-old kid into a monster.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. They made a
Who's
dude.
Who's dead?
He's dead.
You know, it's like right now, what just happened, the Meek Mill situation was highly publicized, right? And he was kind of going through something similar.
Basically the same thing, right. Being a kid and being stuck on this shit for years.
Let me say something real quick. A nigga we was locked up with, man, our brother Face, right?
They did.
Listen, Face is in Pennsylvania, right? We was in the feds with Face in Kentucky, Ashland, Kentucky, right?
Okay.
Face had a state charge. He's on parole. He's on parole in the state. He caught a fed charge, right? Called a 10 in the fed.
Well, he did 12, right? I think he did 12.
12. Fuck it. 12.
Yeah, he did like 12.
Listen. So, boom. He catches. but he violated his parole by catching a new charge. He caught a 12.
Okay.
Face leave us. Well, we leave Face first, but Face go home. But they got to send him back to the state because he got a parole violation for catching a new Fed charge.
Right.
So everybody said, oh, Face, you're going to get, they're going to just kick you back out because you just did 10 years in the Fed.
Right.
You did 12 years, whatever you did in the Fed. Boy, they gave, first of all, Meek Mill is a celebrity, so they just exposed that. FaZe got the same 2 to 4 for the violating the state. But goddamn, I just did 12. You can run this shit with that. Yeah. I did your bid already.
It's all the same charge. It's all the same.
It's the same charge.
It's the same thing.
Right.
How do you give me, how do you make me do a whole nother bid?
Because
it's because of this charge. Like, you can't give me no 2 to 4. He got the same Meek Mill charge. He in Pennsylvania. He was in Reading getting money. He from New York.
Right.
But it's like, damn, bro. Like he did 12 and then got to do a whole nother 2 because he caught the Fed charge that gave him 10. God,
that's
damn,
crazy.
You a bad motherfucker for that.
Yeah.
Like you some heartless ass motherfuckers for that. Like do that. Man.
You know that's the separation though. It's like. Motherfuckers
hey, but the illest part about it, Face did him 2 years, he come home the end of the month. He did the 2 years. You know what I mean?
But it's like how many of us
that to light?
How many of us gotta do it though? Why do we gotta keep going through it?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's designed for us to lose. We 300 years behind.
Shit is good.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you talk about they changed the crack law, Obama came, they changed the crack law, they changed a bunch of laws. But after you fucked up 30, 40 years of a generation, the damage is done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask like,
okay, we gonna change this.
Let me ask you something.
Because crack ain't even the drug no more. It's heroin or it's Molly.
It's whatever.
Okay, we done fucked y'all up with 30, 40 years of crack.
Right.
Now we gonna jump to the new shit. Oh, crack law, if you got crack, it's a lesser charge because nobody, who the fuck is doing it?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Let me ask y'all something. Go back a little bit to what I was saying about the Trayvon. I don't know if y'all familiar with it, but. You know,
I ain't gonna lie, I haven't watched it yet. I've been meaning to though.
You need to. It shows because
I watched.
It shows a lot of light.
I watched homie who was in Rikers.
Yeah, yeah, I know you're
talking. I watched this shit.
That was a documentary. Yeah, but this one is a little different because they show a lot of light on the injustice, but they don't only specialize it on Trayvon Martin. They show you from every aspect.
Okay.
They show you what his parents had to go through. They show you what other people had to go through.
You know, Mike Brown moms is running for city council in the city now. And
that's good because you got to step up. You got to step up.
You got to start from the bottom. Like everybody be talking about voting for the president. All you got to start from your county, your state.
Exactly.
You got to change the laws.
That's how you
local.
Make a difference.
No,
you know
what I'm saying?
Like I ain't no friend. That's why I vote now.
It
I
is.
Always used to. Oh, don't make a difference who president. No, I'm voting for the mayor, the city council, the local people in my
and
area.
In the lower,
to
listen,
start.
The
you
lower you get,
because the president. It don't matter. You gotta have all these other people down here on the same page to bring it.
To bring it to them as a whole.
The lower,
because that's the only way the president
the
deals.
Lower, the lower you get, the more influence you have. So
exactly.
Even if you're a parent, like with your kids in school, vote for who the fuck is the head of the PTA.
Exactly.
Like vote for
that's
shit that
fact.
Actually
that matters.
Affects, yeah,
you know
that actually affects.
The situation I want to tell you about was what they did in the Trayvon documentary was they showed the end light on the female. I can't. Remember her name right now. I don't know if y'all big on it, but it happened right in the highlight of Trayvon Martin case. She was in Florida where the Stand Your Ground law is. Mm-hmm. And her boyfriend was beating her.
Oh, I seen that.
She shot in the air twice. Yeah, they gave her, this is a black woman.
Yeah, I remember
they gave
that.
Her 20 years.
I remember that.
Because
remember
they said she doesn't fit under the Stand Your Ground law because she didn't shoot him. Listen to what I'm saying.
Because she didn't shoot him.
Because she didn't shoot him. But she shot a firearm.
So she's being reckless. Right.
She's being reckless.
Instead of being defensive.
Reckless and dangerous.
Instead of being defensive.
Now this man is beating her.
She doesn't want
She got 20 years.
She got 20 years out of being compassionate.
Exactly. I remember Shorty.
Zimmerman
yeah.
pursued that man.
And they told him,
do not pursue him.
Right.
He pursued
that.
Him
right.
and ended up killing him right. and walked away.
And you know, it's just, you know in basketball, when you get a bad call, right? And they say the ball don't lie. Remember Rasheed Wallace?
Exactly. Yeah, the ball don't lie. The ball don't lie though.
Right. It don't matter.
Don't lie.
You're gonna miss the free throw.
Right. You're gonna miss the free throw. So it's the same thing with Zimmerman though. Look at the way his life has panned out.
Yeah.
Like,
no doubt.
Oh, he fucked up.
Yeah.
He's been going through all.
The ball don't lie.
But
you know what I'm saying?
It don't bring Trayvon back.
No,
it don't bring Trayvon back, and they still doing the same things. Pardon me. Because even now, there's a new one,
right?
Where The girl was
pumped. Alton Sterling, the nigga in South Carolina, yeah. The police shot him running. They're not doing nothing.
Listen, it's a new one right now. I don't know if they was at the dollar store. I don't know where they was at. They was at a like a store. The lady is parked in handicap. Fact. Her boyfriend is in the store with his son.
Yeah, he come out. He push homie down.
Yeah, because he's at his wife.
Yeah, fact.
He's barking with it. But if you ever look at the tape.
Did you see the video?
I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it.
He's in a handicap spot himself. You know, so first of all, what's up with the citizens arrest type shit? Like,
but regardless, he shot him.
He shot
this man. Even though the man pushed him down, you pull out that. If you gonna pull out the gun, bro, get. I don't want you pushing me. I can't beat you.
But even when he pushed him in a video, he never tried to beat him. He goes back to his family. Right. He's walking back to the car. This man pulls out a gun and shot him. First of all.
Right.
The point that
they finally just charged him.
They just charged him.
Manslaughter. Yeah. Not murder.
Not murder, but manslaughter. But he killed him in front of his child and his woman. Yeah, the point that I'm trying to point out to you is that, once again, I'm not, this is my bro over here. Like, there's no racist with me. But you got, like, this, the white privilege attitude.
Do you think I could have did that and didn't get charged?
Hell no.
He didn't get charged for a long time.
For almost 30 days.
Exactly. Yeah, that fact. They should. Why didn't you charge me then?
He shot this man. If anything,
the man had no weapon.
He engaged in an altercation.
Exactly. You didn't want to fight him back, and that's okay. Exactly. You could have walked away.
You shouldn't have walked up to to the car again with.
Well, regardless, you should have walked away once you got pushed down.
He was the aggressor.
Exactly. That's a very important word.
On top of that. On a manslaughter, you can get 0 years.
You get 2 years. You can get probation.
0 years. Right.
Exactly. Right. So they know what they're doing.
Your five be like max flow. You know what I'm saying?
They know what they're doing. It's all.
But somebody's life is gone.
They have to keep people like Jay-Z and whoever else is involved in this Trayvon documentary that's going on BET. We need more of that.
I kind of want to get into that too because like. Hov don't got to do that. He got a bag.
He definitely
don't. He don't have to do that. I respect that.
Right. And that's why.
Sometimes when you, like at the end of the day, everybody, when we hustling, when we doing whatever, we want to get our money, right? And then you can help. That's real shit, it's like bro I can't help you till I get my shit straight, you know what I'm saying? I respect that he got his bag right and like, man, I gotta help you.
We need a voice.
Like that's what makes you respect Hov. Like that's another conversation, but that's what happens. That's the reason we do this podcast.
Exactly.
We're not doing it for the bread, but we have to give back. Like, we got to teach, bro. Like, y'all might not want to hear them squares on this fucking, on any podcast or motherfuckers talking about shit they ain't been through. Y'all know we have, and we can actually talk about shit for the podcast. Like,
Look at the people we had on, bro. Look at what they're doing.
Yeah, look at Santana Raymond.
Look at Santana Raymond. Shout out John Bunn.
You know
shout out John Bunn.
Look at Brandy Davis.
Brandy Davis.
All these people going on to bigger and better things. And when you get done with this little shit, that's going to be your same story.
You're going to be on the bigger and better things. First of all, he's been on bigger
and
better things.
I'm going to be real with you. That's what my problem is. That's what I'm saying. They want to hold me back.
I think that's
what I'm saying. Listen, man, motherfuckers talk all types of shit about criminals and ex-felons and all this dumbass shit. Man, this man calls me all the time like, bro, we got to do something. Like he want dollar stores. Like, he got wild ideas, like, all positive.
Right.
But you want to lock a motherfucker up for a few grams of weed.
Well, they pay
at the end of the day... Man's been trying to get these 18-wheelers less. Yeah. Like, it's always an idea on positivity. But when you want to send a motherfucker back to the negative because you don't want nobody to prosper.
You don't want nobody.
How dare you make more than
60,000?
No, you know what I was thinking, right?
60,000 a year is shit.
I was like, hey. They making this weed shit legal, right? All kind of people smoking, right? So
they about to legalize it in Georgia.
Yeah, in Georgia. So what I'm saying is like this. If I was to see this same judge in Walmart and she's food shopping with her family, mm-hmm. and I'm in Walmart and I'm grocery shopping with my family, how does she look at me? You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
How does she look at me? I don't know. I mean, she don't know nothing about my background. So how does she look at me? Would I be that same man that she has sent back to prison for a year for smoking marijuana? Or because I have this federal background that they keep putting in her face?
Or something simple like, yo,
you know what I'm saying?
We interact with human beings every day, right? Like today, I was going to get something to eat. I held the door for a woman, right? I really didn't have to. She was kind of far behind me, but I held it for her anyway. And then, you know, it's like little acts of kindness that you do just from being a solid man, right?
Exactly, it comes but natural.
If they meet you in those circumstances, they'll vouch for you.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's all about the circumstances that they meet you through. And when you're preceded by paperwork,
exactly,
you become a different human being.
Exactly.
Honestly, you don't become, let me retract that. You don't become a different human being.
You
don't,
become who
you're
they
not
want.
A human being.
You become who they want right. you to be, who they who right. they see you as, right. what they see on that paper. I mean, shit, my PO, wow shit. My PO is the one that has been taking me through all this, right?
Right.
Her 17-year-old son, I don't know if he was drunk, I don't know if he was on Xannies.
Whatever.
He crashed into my wife.
Right.
And our 2017 Audi. Like, listen, he just smacked crazy. It.
Listen, if this just is, by chance. No, just by chance.
First of all,
this
if,
is crazy.
If this not, is not a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
That, the fact yeah. that, yeah. That few weeks later, I get violated.
Wow.
Come on. Exactly. It's like, you see, he can't even get it out.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
yo,
yeah,
listen,
yeah, yeah.
right? When he do it, right?
My PO son crashes into my wife.
So and so my baby.
And then the crazy part about it is she calls him.
She
said,
calls
let's
me.
Settle this out of court.
Out of court. Let
so
me
so that, because he's only 17. How can you go in front of the judge and recommend me going to prison?
The same person who's violating you.
Right? The same person who's violating
you. I'm a human
right
being now because you need me.
Right.
I'm not
you
an inmate.
You need me to do
right,
something
right.
for you.
Right.
Get the fuck out.
And you
out
did
of
it though, huh?
Fuck no.
Okay.
Because
okay.
his wife was talking okay. about going to the hospital.
Because like my wife was really hurt.
Okay, it was
my
a real situation.
No, it was an accident.
Yo, he smacked him. That's why I say I don't know. He was on Xannies. He was on something. Because it was broad daylight and she was parked at the light. He just smacked her. Bam. So boom. So when she asked me, you know, I just was, you know, arguing with her kind of, not arguing, but debating like, yo, you know, I feel like you've been treating me like an inmate. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not in prison no more.
I'm
like,
a
I have a
man.
Whole family
a
to
man.
Run.
Yeah,
so
man.
You have to keep that in mind when right. you want me to do certain things, when you're telling me to be right. on a leg monitor and all this crazy shit, yeah. and I can't go nowhere. When I got a 15-year-old and an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old, I'm looking at her like she's crazy. But when her 17-year-old got in the situation, right. I was an individual now.
Exactly.
I wasn't an inmate anymore.
You're a human being.
You know what's so deep?
It was Mr. Harper.
I'm going to give you the key word, right? Is empathy, right? She wanted you to have empathy for her and her son's situation. But she's never shown you empathy.
Never.
Okay, so... You know, that's a measure of character of her. Your measure of character has already been proven.
It's a fact.
Right? Because you're putting fatherhood at a priority. You're putting family at a priority. You're putting your responsibilities at a priority. All that. Right? Every day, that's a challenge for all of us. That's a challenge, bro. It's a challenge to prioritize the right things every single day. But and what they don't understand is we live in a state of crisis. You know how hard it is to prioritize in a morally correct way when you live in a state of crisis? That's deep because your back is against the wall 24/7. So how the fuck do you have morals when you swinging punches for your life? But this woman, the slightest inconvenience into her comfortable life, she starts copping pleas.
Exactly. And
it's a different fabric that you
cut. It's a different lifestyle. And I actually explained that to her. Like, you know, just because you don't understand my lifestyle,
right,
or what I would do to survive is something that you wouldn't do.
Right.
That don't make me a bad guy. That don't make me a criminal.
You know what it makes you? It makes you resourceful, which is the number one key element. Like, for the people, as we look around and we sitting on the 39th floor of the building or whatever, and you see like lights still on, you see corporate people still trying to work, you see all these things, right? That's what they value is resourcefulness. You know, I've been in situations where I try to get jobs and I might have a contact or something. They say they want to see resourcefulness. They want you to find them on the internet. They want you to figure out how to contact them and call them so your resume jumps above all other resumes. But what you're doing is you're exhibiting those same qualities in real life, but you're chastised for them. Instead of being rewarded for them, you're railroaded
because
for them.
Because it's not going with what they would do.
Of course.
Exactly. They you don't understand it.
Like, you don't understand. Because
they don't understand it, so it's wrong.
Listen, we make lemons and make lemonade. Right. You know what I'm saying? We take lemons and make lemonade. It's a difference because, and that's why we could be so up. That's why, like, okay, we take slavery, right? It's the fucked up, most fucked up shit about it is that's how we would turn that into fuck working for somebody. We're gonna work for ourselves. It's like Black Wall Street, right? Exactly. It's like we got to do that because you forced us. You made us turn into a boss. You made me a boss by the bullshit that you're doing, and the fact that we talk about doing different type of businesses or 18 wheel, whatever the fuck we talk about, is because we ain't got no other choice. Like, right. And you forced us to have. To be in this situation, I'm the crazy part about it is I'm not blaming you. I'm doing something about it, and you mad when I do something about it.
You still mad?
You mad that I do something about it? Don't be mad I do something about it because I'm gonna do something about it.
You blame me for not doing shit, but you blame me for doing shit.
Well. It's only helpful for them. For us to win, they only want us to win when it's beneficial for them.
Of course.
When they done got us to sign on that line. To whatever rights or whatever money or whatever. Yeah. Like I said, I do a lot of, I don't watch TV.
Okay.
I stopped watching TV from being in prison. I do follow social media a lot. Right. Some people will go against that, but social media is actually keeping me woke.
Okay.
Social media is probably it's like a gift and a curse. It could have been the worst thing that happened to society, but it's the best thing that happened to society. Right. Because you could expose a lot.
Right.
And I don't know if you know about the little girl. Remember the little girl? And the lady called the police on her because she said she didn't have a permit to sell her lemonade in front of the door.
That was crazy.
Well, a black lady went and recorded herself pulling up on two little white girls selling lemonade and said, "Do you have your permit?" Mm. And the mother came out and the mother said, "This is absurd. Why would you want to bother children?"
Right.
And guess what the lady did? She pulled out $20 and said, "Here you girls go. I just wanted y'all to see how I feel from the other side.
Word.
How crazy it looks to bother a child."
Right.
She's like, it ain't even about prejudice. It's how crazy it looks to bother a child, but it's all about prejudice.
It is. Well, the genesis of it is about prejudice, but the woman you speaking of, her actions.
You know, her actions wasn't, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like I said, man, just looking at everything, and I have children. I'm out here, I'm taking care of my kids, I'm doing things with my kids. Shit, school started last week. And that was one of the main reasons why I bucked on the monitor. Yo, I couldn't take my kids school shopping.
Damn.
He told me no. He told me work, medical reasons.
So
I said, yo, I can't take him to get a cut. I can't. He said no.
So as crazy as it sounds, right? Mm-hmm. As crazy as it sounds, right? It's easy to point out the problems because they're so obvious, right? They're so obvious. We towards the end of the episode, it's like, so what's your mind state moving forward?
I'm going to keep it real.
What you do? You got to turn yourself in. How is that feeling?
I definitely got to turn myself in.
I've turned myself in before.
Yeah, I have before too. Keep it all the way G. The Henny got me.
Okay.
If I was sober, I'd probably say the same thing. It's hard to turn yourself in.
Hell yeah.
Fuck it up at the Flame tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to RV Wednesday.
Okay.
I will do all that before I turn myself in. You
that's
heard?
A fact. So that's you got about another 3 days.
I got about 3 days. Okay. I'm going to chill with the real Jerome. I'm going to do all that. Yeah. You heard? We're going to do all that. But, you know, man, it's just. I just want people to wake up, man. Everybody ain't Meek Mill, man. Everybody don't have
a fan base to fight. They not going to get a helicopter.
Yeah, shout out to homie, though. It ain't, you know, I respect him fighting. It's just the fight alone. You got to fight, you know what I'm saying?
You see, people look at his situation, right, and it gets, there's a magnifying glass on it because of his relationships. But they got to understand that shit's happening 100 times every day.
That's what I said about my man Face.
Yeah, like Face, that was crazy. Like Face had to go do a whole nother bid for the same shit.
And I'm be honest, Face told me, he said, these 2 years worse than the 12.
It was worse than the 12.
Because I was expecting to go home.
Yeah.
After these 12 years, I want to go home. You giving me, you couldn't say, damn, he did 12 years. This shit just ran with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, you know what else I meant to say before? Like, when I was interviewed or questioned or whatever by the, you know, the federal supervisor, probation, whatever, and they was telling me that, you know, about the program that they put me in with this leg monitor, right?
Yeah.
He told me that he's talking to me, and he's like, well, this program that we putting you in, you know, it's for, you know, sex offenders and real violent criminals, and, you know, so we're very strict with this program, and we need you to understand that. So this is what I did. I waited till he finished talking, and I raised my hand.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, what's going on? I said, sir, I'm not a sex offender, and I ain't got no violence.
And I got caught with a few grams.
And I got caught with 5 grams of weed. Right. Why am I in this program then? Right. It's not fit for me. I'm telling you, it's stressing me out. It's setting me up for failure.
Yeah.
I can't do what I want to do. You know, he said one thing to me one day in a text. I think I still got it. He said, he killed my whole day of movement. A movement is what they allow you to do on your ankle monitor.
Right.
And he killed my whole day. Just killed it. He said, I think you should stay home with the family. And until I said, well, shit, it's Saturday and my family not staying home.
Yeah, how am I supposed to stay home?
I said, so, you know, and I sent them the emoji like this.
Right.
Like what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, I didn't understand. Yeah, what are you saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, why you don't say, since I need to be with the family, let me go with
let
them.
Let me go with the family.
Family might be a main event. Like, exactly. They might be lit.
You know, yeah, I said, I need an oil change on the Benz. He told me, oh, but you ain't giving them. I said, listen, an oil change. He said something about, but where's your wife? I said, do you send your wife to get an oil change? Then he said, okay, well, put it on. Why do I have to keep asking a grown man?
You should have said, I need an oil change on the Toyota.
That's what it be.
Then he would have said,
okay. I think that's what it be.
You said oil change on the band.
Sometimes I want to piss them off. I keep it real. You know what I'm saying? They've been dragging me. They sending me to jail. I want
to
piss them off. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway. You know? Jail.
I said, wifey, get the strap.
She got the strap.
You know what I mean? But, yo, this shit is just, it's crazy, man. But
that's a fact, though, bro.
So.
I just asked everybody, any injustice that you see, any injustice that you're involved with, like, don't lay down, yo.
Word.
Like, I'm not telling you to be ignorant.
Right.
Because you can mix ignorance with fighting. You can mix it up and just make us look more bad. But don't lay down, yo. Like,
that's a fact.
We got to stop taking this. It's too much injustice going on, man. It's too much.
Like, let's say, regardless, fuck the spice. Like, you do K2, you smoke.
Well, I smoke weed now.
All right, whatever.
I just wanted to put that on the record.
But this is the difference. How is a year in jail helping me if that's what I do? If I really smoke weed, if I smoke K2, whatever.
Yeah.
Why are you not sending me to drug class?
You're supposed to send me to drug class. You're supposed to send me fucking inpatient treatment.
Don't give me
ankle monitor for that. How's that helping me? Give me 4 months and with drug rehab.
Right.
Don't. That's not helping the problem. Like that's the difference. Like, whether you think I do that, that doesn't help the problem. All I'm doing is coming out and smoking more weed. But I just did good, man. Yeah. Hey, listen, man. We about to sign out, man. Drug we had a. This is like a real crazy episode.
It's a somber
episode. Nah, it's fucked up because me and Jig, he couldn't get no closer than us being in that can when it ain't have nothing to do with no bread. Like right now, we living good and all that.
Living
whatever.
My best life.
Jig living his best life.
Is,
but boy, like we talk about it all the time, but we walking that track, bro. Like, we talked about life. Like, when you're in the Fed, they got a track, like an actual track, like a racing track, like a running, motherfuckers jogging shit on the track.
Right.
We should just talk, bro.
Beat that track up.
We used to beat that track up. Yo, after lunch, after chow, we about to go walk this track, bro. You know what I'm saying? And before you know it, it'd be time to go back in.
Right.
Because we done walked for hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is real, you know what I'm saying? That's a different relationship.
You know, I always told you after I met Jig, I was like, yo, you remind me.
Yeah, he from, always say, dude from the mid and the Q's. He remind me from dude from the mid. He tells me that all the time.
But it's just, it ain't even about that. It's just about relatability.
It's the connection. Like, and maybe that's why me and Jig connected because, like.
I can't pinpoint it. It's just about what it is.
That's real because. You know? It was niggas I knew I was locked up with before, niggas I met before I seen Jig. Right. But out of all the niggas, me and Jig fuck with each other. So it happens the way it happens.
And you know, because motherfuckers didn't get to go to college and shit. We didn't get roommates who we might have vibed with, who might have been our friends for life.
That's fine.
Y'all had
that's
to fine. Do that shit.
On I went to college, I got kicked out, caught a charge.
But like, you know, you see what I'm saying? No, the feds became your college experience.
Nah, that definitely. My 4 year fed experience was my 4 year college experience.
And
that shit is, that made me a better man.
It did.
Honestly, it's not rehabilitation, but it still made me a better man. Because at the end of the day, the relationships I've met in the feds was better than the relationships of motherfuckers I knew
but
my whole life.
You know what's real though? You would have became a better man in any situation you was in because that's how you built.
That's
you,
a fact. That's a fact.
And Jig, y'all became a better man in the worst possible experience. So imagine if you were actually placed in a productive situation, right? Like a school or a trade or something, and y'all met.
I ain't even gonna say that.
Okay.
Because bosses is meant to be bosses, right?
Okay.
So the feds sped up my process. Like it's fucked up. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you forced me to do nothing else but be a boss because I can't get a fucking job that pays shit.
Right. Right.
You forced me to, let me cut this shit off right now. Let me start a podcast. Let me start a clothing line because I ain't got shit else to do.
Right. Right.
You forced my hand. Let me think about these 18-wheelers because I ain't got shit else to do. I don't got nothing else to do.
That's right.
I can't work for you.
That's right.
Unless I make $10 an hour.
It's still.
But you forced my hand. See, the problem is what it does is 85% of the people don't think like us. Yeah. 85% right. Go work for $10 an hour and be nothing.
But see, it's still what
like,
I'm
like. Like I'm me regardless. Right. Like, but what I'm saying is, you forced me to understand that I was me.
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's
the difference.
That's exactly
like
what I'm saying.
if I've just been on the street. Oh man, I made $16 an hour. Thank you, master. The fuck is $16 an hour?
Right.
That's a fact. Bro, if you work 40 hours a week and make $20 an hour, that's 800, right? After taxes, it might be 550, right?
At the most.
500.
Right.
That's 2,000 a month. I live in Atlanta. I got 4 kids. Bro, I need a 4-bedroom.
Yeah.
Fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's $1,800 of my $2,000.
Easy.
Minimum.
Easy.
That's
minimum.
All the money.
That's rent, not buying a house. That's right. Rent. Bro, I ain't got gas money. I ain't got motherfucking electricity.
Food money.
I ain't got fucking
car note.
I don't got insurance. I don't got nothing. That's $20 an hour. And people think $20 an hour is a lot of money. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
That can't support me.
It can't, bro.
Fuck out of here. And that's the difference. So all the feds did, you gonna send me away and I don't know how my family can support themselves while I'm not there.
I'm gonna figure a way out.
I'm gonna find it. You forcing me to be a boss. You gonna force me to be a boss. And the problem is in that process, you trying to cut me down. Mm-hmm. You trying to violate me. You trying to do whatever because you know I'm figuring this shit out and you didn't. You know what I'm saying? You mad that you make $60,000, $70,000 a year. That ain't shit.
They don't even make that. You know, the CEO.
I'm giving them that.
They don't even make that.
Overtime, they make it.
Maybe.
But at the end of the day, y'all ain't figured it out yet.
Are you mad at me?
No, man. You need you, your wife, and her brother who's staying there making his $15-$20 an hour to chip in on the bills.
Right.
But I ain't do that. Cause on me,
Charlie, what we got left?
You know what I'm saying? That's it. Man,
that's
listen,
it. Man.
Rapping.
Fun shit, man.
But nah, but what I'm saying, listen, exactly what you said.
You feel me?
What shit. I'm saying is don't ever,
that's a fact.
Bro, don't ever underestimate your character and the position that played in the worst circumstances, because at the end of the day.
But that's why he on the run.
Exactly.
Because niggas not going for
but,
it.
But trust me, even as fucked up as
a
shit
drug
sounds right
Drug
Dealer's
is the realest podcast on
ever.
The planet, bro.
But
it's like facts.
As fucked up as it sounds, you made a living off making positivity out of negativity. So being the person you are, you still going to find a way to grow.
Definitely. I'm definitely not going to stop.
That's all it is. That's
you
all
know,
it is. You're going to win,
like
bro.
My bro told me, like, you know.
You're going to win.
Like my bro will tell you, like, the moment I found out they was even violating me, I'm going to keep it real, just 30 days, I took the family to Disney World, I went to Vegas, and I brought a 63. I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
At 63, let's talk about black, white interior, 2017 shit.
Let's go.
Listen, this is what we do. That is a fact.
Drug dealer's dream.
Yeah. Drug dealer's dream. Live, never. Take care of your family, stay out of prison. That's the problem.
They don't understand it. So they think it's a problem. You know what I mean? But it's the way of life. It's our life. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good
it's
sign.
It's an attitude.
That's a good sign out, Jay.
They going to kill your paper. We going to motherfucking Honolulu or something.
Good Hawaii.
That's a fact, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, man.
Drug dealer's dreams.
A drug dealer's dreams, yes. Man. That's what we do, man.
Rap
fuck it. With us because you stuck with us. You know what it is. Come on.